USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is preparing for Europe this week, but he won't travel to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that in a tweet on Sunday. She said the trip will be focused on continuing to rally the world in support of the Ukrainian people against President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Biden set to depart for Brussels on Wednesday. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says Biden needs to accomplish three key things while attending the NATO summit in Brussels.
He needs to tell NATO that we collectively are going to supply the people of Ukraine things that they know how to use.
That audio courtesy of ABC's This Week. The UN Refugee Agency is reporting that 10 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since the beginning of the Russian invasion. That's around a quarter of the country's population. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Senate confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson are set to begin on Monday.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process has obviously picked up over the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Marine Corps says four U.S. Marines killed in a plane crash in Norway were based in North Carolina. The Marines were aboard a MV-22B Osprey that went down on Saturday during a NATO exercise southwest of Oslo. The identities of the four Marines are being withheld until family members are notified. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Taxes are due April 18th this year, and it doesn't have to be a stressful event, even if it's your first time filing.
Filing taxes for the first time is a big milestone for any young adult, but it doesn't have to be stressful. IRS spokesman Eric Smith says if your parents are no longer claiming you as a dependent, you could qualify for some rebate money due to the COVID pandemic.
If you were somebody's dependent as a first-time filer and you're now out on your own and you're self-supporting, very good chance you'll qualify through something called the recovery rebate credit.
Smith says it's important to have all your documents in order before you file, including a bank statement, a W-2 if you're a company employee, or a 1099 NEC if you're a gig worker. He also recommends filing electronically. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Indiana health officials continue to test water and air quality following a fire at a Walmart distribution center. Wednesday's fire in Plainfield, Indiana, produced large clouds of smoke containing air pollution. The local health department saying the pollution may cause health problems for sensitive individuals, and they're currently testing for chemicals in the air. It appears Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is staying in Southern California. After leading his team to a Super Bowl title this season, Stafford signed a four-year contract extension with Los Angeles, worth a reported $160 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.